From the Ramel Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 965th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ferlin Husky. Well, and not one gal in this wide, wide world I'd rather have it you. Baby, let's talk about hugging and nothing that I'd rather do. Well, and not one place in this wide, wide world that I would rather be. Baby, let's talk about kissing. I want to keep you close to me. Well, there's seven wonders in the wide, wide world, but history is out of date.
How come?
Count the seven wonders in the wide, wide world, and you, and that makes eight. Well, and not one thrill in this wide, wide world like the thrill of loving you. Baby, let's talk about the future. Ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Well, it's not one thrill in this wide, wide world like the thrill of loving you. Baby, let's talk about the future. There's nothing that I'd rather do. Well, there's nothing I'd rather do. Thank you, folks. Thank you so much. We're always glad to have so many with us for another session of the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, how about leading off the list of entertainers helping out tonight?
Be happy to, Ferlin. That favorite son of Hohenwald, Rod Brasfield's here, and Miss June Carter.
And don't forget my guitar-picking friend, Chester Atkins.
I should say not, or Tommy Jackson and the Opry Square Dancer.
And our special guests, Grandpa Jones and those boys from down Louisiana way, Rusty and Doug. Now here's the funny man who's been lying so low all week that his bed sags. Rod Brasfield! Hey!
Thank you, Bill. Howdy, Ferlin.
Howdy.
I just wanted you to know I had hair on my head. And wish you and everybody else a very happy Easter.
Thank you, Grant.
Where you been? Oh, I've been standing down there on the street waiting for my girl to pick me up.
Who is your girl now?
Just whoever picks me up. Susie is my regular girlfriend.
That's your mainest one.
Yeah. She's my mainest girlfriend, yeah. Ferlin. I've been going with Susie now for a long time.
Yeah,
I've been going with her now for, let's see. I've been going with Susie for... What have I been going with Susie for?
I don't know.
Come to think of it, I don't either. I went to see her last night.
You did?
I had a date with her last night. And you know what?
No.
She let me kiss her.
She did?
First time she'd ever let me kiss
Planted
her.
Planted one on her.
Yeah. I kissed her right on the front porch there, boy. But I guess kissing a woman is just like getting olives out of a bottle.
How's that, Rob?
I laughed at the first one, the rest of them come easy, you know. And when I kissed her, I said to Susie, Susie, honey, didn't that kiss make you long for another? She says, yeah, but he's out of town this week. Made me so mad I could have had a goat burger.
With mustard.
With mustard. Yeah, and ketchup and all that sort of stuff on it. Having trouble out of Uncle Sipe and Aunt Sap, too.
Oh, they still fighting.
Oh, they're fighting. Poor old things. They love each other better than snuff and ain't half as dusty, you know.
Yeah.
But they just fight and fuss all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. I saw Uncle Sipe the other day and he had a big black eye. And I said, how'd you get that black eye, Uncle Sipe? And he says, well, me and Sap were sitting in there in the sitting room the other night after supper, just sitting there, and she was working the crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
And she asked me, says, what is a three-letter word meaning female sheep?
Sheep.
Yeah. And he said, you. And she let him have it. It's not too far out of. Yeah. Uncle Slap and myself's had trouble way back before they was even married.
Yeah, I've heard they argued all that.
Oh, I've never seen nothing like it from my
just like
seen...
everybody. Yeah. Just people.
They had a beef stew romance, you know.
Beef stew romance?
Yeah, she was always beefing and he was always stewed, you know. They was arguing the other day. Sap told him, says, if you say one more word to me, old man, I'm going to slap you so flat that they can play you for a Vic Troller record.
Yeah.
He says, well, any time you do, you're going to hear your master's voice.
Oh.
That's our...
didn't get it.
Well,
he did.
Well, I got to go. I'll declare I've been here long enough. Been nice visiting with you.
Well,
glad to see you again.
Good to see you.
I ain't seen you since Puffin' Bluff.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Before I go, I'd like to leave a little message with you.
I'd like to hear it.
I want to tell you and everybody else that's listening in.
Yeah.
On top of Happy Easter.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing.
Uh-huh.
The best luck piece that you can wear is a great big smile.
Thank
Good
you
night.
So much.
Rob Raskin.
Well, I don't know where Rod gets all them tall tales, but right now we've got two young boys with us as guests tonight who come out to be big favorites at the Grand Ole Opry. So let's make them welcome, Rusty and Doug.
Yes, sir.
Boys, we're glad to have you with us.
We're glad to be here, Furlan.
I understand you come back from a personal appearance up in Minneapolis.
We certainly did, from the Flame Cafe.
Bet you set them on fire, didn't you?
Didn't we, though? We had a good time.
And I also understand you got a new record out.
We got a brand new record of an old song.
Well, why not give
One
us
side.
A sample of it here?
We'll do it.
All right, here's Rusty and Doug with a new record, Why Don't You Love Me?
Why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't I had a no loving, hugging, kissing in a long, long while? We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you slap me like you used to do? And say sweet nothings like you used to do? I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Yeah! Why don't you say the things you used to say? How come you treat me like a piece of clay? Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't I had no loving, hugging, kissing in a long, long while? We're all getting nearer, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you be the way you used to be? How come you find so many faults with me? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue.
Rob, doesn't this spring weather make you feel great?
Oh, no, sir, Mr. Furlan, no, sir. I don't like spring. In the spring, everybody starts working, and I just hate work. If it wasn't for Prince Albert smoking backer in my old pipe, I don't think I could stand it.
Rob, Prince Albert is a big comfort anytime because it's crimp cut, it burns slow, smokes cool and comfortable. And as a matter of fact, Prince Albert gives pipe smokers the most comfortable smoke they can get.
And PA tastes good, too, Furlan.
Yeah.
You got to admit that their special PA process keeps in all the natural tobacco and taste of that fine tobacco, you know it? And it makes it taste better.
And making men find PA rolls good, doesn't blow away, spill out at the ends, and makes a smooth-smoking cigarette.
Just another reason why Prince Albert's America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
So pipe smoker or making man, relax, take it easy, and enjoy a tastier, more comfortable smoking with Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Tommy Jackson is fiddled with Gray Eagle and all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers. So latch on the corner and join in the fun.
Oh,
I can sing that hand I call out to two ladies change. Hey, my lady, and a gentleman change. This is the summer of joy for halfway, don't be dead. Wait, don't forget that funnily by the right. Bang, bang, in the next couple of groups. I ought to do it for the boys. Swing them high, swing them low, swing them around, and here we go.
Nice fiddling, Tommy, and the square dancers done a real job shaking it up there. Real old-fashioned, old party, kind of tying a tune that everybody enjoyed. Well, we have a lot of fun on the Grand Ole Opry, but we never like to forget him who makes all things possible. And especially at this time of the year, around Easter, we like to remember his son who died on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago so that all sinners might be saved. So tonight, here's an old, old hymn that tells of our thankfulness.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
That was beautiful, Ferlin, just beautiful. Thank you, Grant. I'm glad you liked it. You know, that hymn's a favorite all over the world and has been translated into almost every language.
And speaking of language, I see our next number is called Swedish Rhapsody. Now, that's a new one on me. What is it?
What is it? Well, just listen, Grant. Our good buddy, the king of the guitar pickers, Chester Atkins, will prove what it is. All right? Pick! Thank you so much, Chet Atkins. You really showed Grant, and judging from the applause, I believe everybody liked it.
Boy, I should say so. Phew-wee. I don't see how he moves his fingers so fast.
Well, speaking of that, Grant, I don't see how our next entertainer here wiggles her jaw and tongue so fast. Here she is, folks, that Gabby gal from Puff and Bluff, Miss June Carter.
Hello, Ferlin Husky.
Hi,
Hi, Jim.
Oh, Nodhead. I thought for a minute that was Simon Crumb. You got me all mixed up here. I'm just tore all to pieces today,
buddy. You are.
I've had a rough day. I'm telling you what.
You look it, huh?
I have. I've had a tough day. There's a storm blowed in out there at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a terrible storm. It was lightning and thundering and carrying on. And I was down at the barn doing the milking.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting in there milking the old cow. And it lightning struck the barn. And hay went one way and just scattered stuff everywhere. And I was just left sitting there holding the bag.
Is that a fact?
I'm glad to be on this show, though. Fact of it is, I'm just tickled to death. Y'all don't know what it means to me.
What's it mean, Jim?
It means money is what it means. I gotta have money because it's time to pay the income tax.
Yeah.
I went down there today and filed my income tax. They had all kinds of blanks down there for them. They had them. Yeah, they had income tax blanks and personal property tax blanks and blanks, and then they had some just plain old blank to blank blanks down there.
Yeah.
Had a lot of them. But they had three words on their income tax that I thought was a little different this year. It was forgive, forget, and fork over.
That's good.
Yeah, but I rewrote the whole tax form now, and you ain't got too much to worry about because it's in better shape and has just three questions on it now, and you won't have to mess with all them words and everything. Just three questions I rewrote. One is, how much money do you make, where do you keep it, and how long before we can get our hands on it?
Okay.
Give them some three questions. There's just two things, though, that's certain in this life, and one of them's taxes and the other one's death.
Yeah.
But there's one good thing about death. You don't have to... I forgot that.
I don't know how you can hear it either. They're by talking behind you.
Y'all quiet down.
No, I said there's just... You know, there's just two things that's certain. One of them's taxes and the other one's death. But there's one good thing about death.
What's that, June?
It don't get worse every time you do it. I know that was there someplace.
You said something a while ago about being scared of lightning.
Well, I was.
If it's going to strike you, it finds you, no matter where you're at anyhow.
Well, if it's going to find me, it's going to have to hunt for me, Furlan. I'll tell you that. Yes, sir, I'm going
to
hide from it, I am. I don't like that lightning. I'm still scared of the stuff.
Do you know why? Why is it that lightning don't strike twice in the same place?
Well, Nodhead, this reason that lightning don't strike twice in the same place, because if it strikes her the first time, there ain't no same place left there the second time. Oh, goodness. No.
You ought to leave on that one. You ought to get off on that one. You won't get another one.
Me and old Furlan is all mixed up on our jokes here. I'm going one way and he's going another. No, I don't tell the truth about you, Furlan.
Yeah.
I was talking about the income tax. Furlan is too stingy to pay his income tax. He's going to pay it, but he's the stingiest man we've got out there in Madison. He's the stingiest thing you've ever seen. He's so stingy, the Betty had one of these little cuckoo clocks, and it got to where it wasn't cuckoo, and Furlan decided he was going to fix it himself, so he took all the wires and all the things out of the insides of it. And he's fixing that clock, and he put them back in there, and now instead of coming out and cuckooing, it runs out backwards and hollers, what time is it, Furlan? I got one little poem, and then I'm going to hush.
Right.
Some girls look at lips and eyes or manly figures of great size, but with income tax to pay galore and me a-standing here so poor, I'll take a man built like a tank whose handsome figure is in the bank.
Grant, you always seem to take things so calm and easy. What's your secret?
Well, there's no secret about it, Furlan. Whenever things get tough, I just relax and reach for my pipe and my tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. I settle back with a cool, comfortable smoke.
What do you like best about PA?
Oh, I don't know. Lots of things. It's always fresh, and it packs just right, and it smokes so cool and lazy.
Well, that's because it's crimp cut, and it tastes so good because that special Prince Albert process just naturally keeps in all the fine flavor of good tobacco, even gives the flavor a lift.
Yeah, for a quick smoke, I use PA and OCB papers for making cigarettes. You know, PA rolls easy, and it smokes so good.
Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy a smoother, tastier, more comfortable smoke with America's fastest-selling smoking tobacco, Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now here's our two guests back again, Rusty and Doug, and this time they're going to let us hear the other side of a new record, one called Hey May.
Hey May.
Hey May.
Oh, won't you come on out?
Let's play.
Please sing.
Okay.
The
sun is gonna shine, and I say
that will
be fine.
Hey, May.
Hey, May.
Won't you come on out?
Let's play.
Please say.
Okay.
I said, hey, May. 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 Hey, May.
That's a fine number, boys. I hope it sells a million for you.
I hope so, too, Perlin, and we'd like to thank you for letting us guest on your show tonight.
Well, the pleasure was all ours. And speaking of pleasure, our next entertainer is a great favorite of Grant Turner and everybody else here at the Grand Ole Opry. Old Faithful himself, Grandpa Jones!
Come here,
Perlin! Yeah, let's go, boys!
It's rolling loud and clear. With my old hound dog and carbide light beneath that yeller moon, I'm out tonight to see a fight. Big green tail raccoon.
Oh, Rattler, left it years ago. I grabbed it bumpy to come in up beyond to see him go. Oh, Rattler, left it years ago. I grabbed it bumpy to come in up beyond to see him go.
After 11 o'clock, he hit a red hot trail. And by the noise, you'd think he had that old coon by the tail. But he run him up a white oak tree, way out on a limb. And there beneath the light of the moon, I got a glimpse of him.
Oh, Rattler, left it years ago. But Rattler's bumpy to come in up, you ought to see him go. Oh, Rattler, left it years ago. But Rattler's bumpy to come in up, you ought to see him go.
It was a sight to see. He looked as big as a grizzly bear, perched up in that tree. Well, I cut the tree down, come the coon, and when he hit the ground, old Rattler's pumping old man coon went around and around and around. Well, they fought all night and all day long. It was a fearful sight. No better coon, no better dog was ever in a fight.
Oh, Rattler left his tears to go. But Rattler's puppy to come in up, you ought to see him go. Oh, Rattler left his tears to go.
But
That's Grandpa Jones and his newest deck of records.
I heard you singing with him, too. Speaking of records, Berlin, I know the first tune, Wide Wide World, is one of your new ones. Now, how about telling a little about another one of your new ones?
All right, Grant, this one here is the new record that I was singing in the movie that we just finished, singing a love song to June Carter. Just been released, and we call this one Terrific Together.
Terrific together, it's no lie. Oh my love, terrific together, you and I, like the stars up above. We are happy, it's easy to see. Terrific together are we. Terrific together, always gay, never blue. Never blue, terrific together. People say we're a pair, and it's true. I give you my heart. Here's the key. Terrific together are we. If ever you let a brand new love come between. You'll ruin our future and spoil our dreams and turn my heart to stone.
Heart into stone.
Terrific together, how we blend. So divine, so divine. Terrific together, till the end, you will always be mine. It just didn't happen, for we're meant to be. Terrific together are we.
Sure did enjoy having you with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry, and want you to be back again next week when Hank Snow will be the big man with Dom Gibson along as a special guest. Till then, this is Ferlin Husky saying cheerio, toodaloo, we had a ball, hope you did too. Happy Easter, and thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM. Affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, Tennessee.